Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how rough it gets, I will trust you. The road gets rough, sometimes it's hairy. You promise to keep me in your hands. Life seems so messed up. God, you showed up.
Welcome to another new edition, a special edition of Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Just 60 minutes, 1 hour. It's a 1 hour program, not just another music program. It is a program designed specifically for the historical preservation of traditional African American gospel music. That is our format. This is a music program that is specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African American. All the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique, is the combination of rhythm and religion. When our ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm, that syncopated rhythm. Rhythm is what drives American music. All the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. From gospel music came blues, jazz, the various types of jazz, from big band to bebop, then rock and roll, and even the music that we have today, even the rap music that we have today, it all tells the story of a people who have been resilient on these American shores and the things that we have overcome as we have began to progress and move forward in this country. And so that's what our format is about. This is not a DJ format. I am not a DJ. But rather, each week we come to you for 60 minutes and talk about the history of our people and the great achievements they have made in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on. Go there to the Facebook page. You'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You will also find articles on past and present gospel artists. You'll also find a link each week for the Gospel Gold program. Each program is archived. That means that you can always go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, find whatever program that you would like to hear, click on that link. It'll take you directly to that program. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. This is a special edition of Gospel Gold. We're about halfway into our season, and I wanted to take some time out tonight to just talk about some of the programs that we've had, some of the programs that are upcoming in Gospel Gold, and we're going to have just a good time tonight listening to some good gospel and talking about Gospel Gold and the various things that we have planned for the rest of this season. As we start out each Monday, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be heard tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. One of the features that we wanted to bring new to Gospel Gold this season was instrumentals. The great instrumental musicians, their talents so many times in the gospel recording industry. Many of them are jazz musicians, many of them are rock and roll musicians, but all of them have lent their talents to the gospel music field. And so I thought tonight that it would be good that we recognize some of these people who have done such a great work in the music industry, and in particular in the gospel recording industry. So we're going to be talking about that tonight as our program progresses. I'm going to come back and introduce our program tonight. Here is Joe Sample, All God's Children. Thank you. That was Joe Sample, All God's Children. Tonight we're talking about these great musicians who have lent their talents to play gospel music. Many of them have played behind various gospel artists and some rock and roll artists as well. And of course, when we talk about musicians, we cannot go further without talking about Kurt Willem. Kurt Willem is an American jazz saxophonist and songwriter. He toured with Whitney Houston for more than 7 years and soloed her single, I'll Always Love You, the best-selling single by a female artist in music history. He was also featured on many Luther Vandross albums, most often played on the singer's cover of the rock and roll or R&B standard, Anyone Had a Heart. Willem has recorded a series of well-received solo albums and film tracks and music ranging from pop, R&B to gospel smooth jazz. His musical accomplishments have brought him a total of 12 Grammy nominations. He's won his first Grammy Award in 2011 for Best Gospel Song, It's What I Do, featuring Layla Hathaway, alongside a lifelong friend, Jerry Peters. Kurt Willem was born in Memphis, Tennessee. He attended Melrose High School and Texas Southern University, where he was a member of the renowned Ocean of Soul marching band. In addition to singing in his father's church choir, Kurt Willem learned to love music from his grandmother, Thelma Twiggs Willem, a piano teacher, and two uncles, Wendell Willem and Hugh Peanuts Willem, who performed with jazz bands around the country. This man has been prolific in the jazz area for many years. And I was looking at his discography not too long ago. And, of course, a lot of his music is dedicated to the Lord, dedicated to God, part of his, I guess, gospel upbringing. And I wanted to just feature him just for a minute tonight because he has done such a great job in the gospel recording industry. So I wanted to come to you tonight, just bring just a little bit of him. Kurt Willem, because he loved me. That was Kirk Willem, Because He Loved Me. Of course, who can forget the great Jonathan Butler, who brought such great enjoyment to all of us who heard him sing. We love Jonathan Butler. He passed just recently. This great man of God was a guitar player in his rendition of Falling in Love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never disconnected, no, no. In His arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me tonight. Come on, sing.
Can you I'd rather be cursed. There is no place. There is no place. So there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather.
The great Jonathan Butler, Kurt Willem, two great men of music. We thank God for both of them. As I said before, earlier this year, we lost Jonathan Butler, musician in his own right. Tonight also, I wanted to talk about some of the things that we're going to be doing later on in our season. And one of the artists that I looked at was Ray Charles. I looked at Ray Charles and I looked at his discography, and I realized that Ray Charles put out several gospel hits. Of course, you know the great Ray Charles, the singer, the songwriter, the pianist, the composer. He was regarded as one of the most iconic and influential singers ever, and he was often referred to by contemporaries as the genius. Among friends and fellow musicians, he preferred being called Brother Ray. Ray Charles was blind during childhood, probably due to glaucoma. Ray Charles pioneered the soul music genre during the 1950s by combining blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, gospel sounds into music he recorded at Atlantic Records. He contributed to the American music scene, rhythm and blues, pop music in the 60s. And he also was a crossover artist as well. But as I said before, I looked at his discography, and I realized that Ray Charles, the great Ray Charles, had put out several gospel hits over the years. And we're going to do a feature on him before this season is over. Ray Charles, here he is. So help me God.
I've been led astray. Once again I need your light and love to lead the way. I know I don't deserve it, but I promise it's the end. So if you rescue me just one more time, you'll never have to do it again. So help me God.
Help me,
God.
I call.
It took me some time. Now I see I am awake. Now I have been found. You can count on me forevermore. I'm never.
You're listening to tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a program on the timeforawakening.com website. Go there. Timeforawakening.com website. Go there. In the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. 8 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. Program that talks about the pertinent issues in the African American community. You'll be glad that you did. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, timeforawakening.com website. Go into the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. You'll be glad that you did. Another thing that we wanted to talk about tonight is the website. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. On that Facebook page, you'll find a lot of information about Gospel Gold and what Gospel Gold is all about. Time to time, we also place, as I said, articles about various gospel artists from the past and from the present. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour radio program each week. It's far too rich and far too stimulating. But each week, we try to come to you for 60 minutes, just 60 minutes, no whole year long, just to talk about and listen to the great gospel sounds that our people have made over the years. And of course, Gospel Gold plays various different types of gospel. Tonight, we are basically listening to those musicians who have made such a great impact in the gospel field. Many of these musicians have played rock and roll, they have played jazz, but they have all lent their talent to the gospel recording industry. And I wanted to come tonight just to give them some due. Here are a group of great gospel musicians who have come together to bring a wonderful, wonderful piece of music together. This is what your church musicians sound like when they get together and play a little jazz gospel.
Thank you.
you would like to stay in touch with us at Gospel Gold, there are a couple of ways you can do that. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Or you can leave your comments or contact us through the Facebook page. Perhaps you have information that we can use for an upcoming program, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters and listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. It does start with the $ Gospel Gold 22. The two G's in gospel and gold are capital. It's the $ Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Also, we do have a call-in number each week that you would like to speak to us in the studio. You can do so. That call-in number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio. As I said before, you may have some information that we can use on one of the programs that we do. Perhaps you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. We would like to stay in touch with you. You can stay in touch with us. You can do that through the Gospel Gold Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net.
You can dig all day and never find the root. You're gonna get dirty, child, digging for the root. If you're looking for an answer, what's wrong with the truth? Keep digging, child, looking for the root. Look for love, it must be love. Look for love, it must be love. Original is a sin. There's no one who can fix it. It's forgiveness in the end. Look for love. It must be love. Look for love. It must be love. What's wrong with the truth? Keep digging, child, looking for the root. Look for love, it must be love. Look for love, it must be love. It must be love. Look for love. Look for love.
I wanted to bring before us tonight, before our time is up. Many of you may know the name Gregory Porter. Many of you may not know that name, Gregory Porter. He was born in Sacramento, California, and was raised in Bakersfield, California, where his mother, Ruth, was a minister. Porter has 7 siblings. His mother has a large influence on his life, encouraging him to sing in the church at an early age. His father, Rufus, was largely absent from his life, says Porter. Everybody had some issues with their father. Even if he was in the house, he may have been emotionally absent. My father was just straight up absent. I hung out with him just a few days in my life, and it was a long time. He just didn't seem to be completely interested in being there. Maybe he was, I don't know. That's just a short synopsis of this man by the name of Gregory Porter. I don't know if you ever heard that name, but Gregory Porter is a fantastic singer. He sings all types of music, including gospel. And I wanted to bring that very unique, special voice of Gregory Porter to us tonight. Here he is with 2 of his best hits, He Looked Beyond My Faults and Revive. Gregory Porter.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught I'm afraid.
That was Gregory Porter, and he looked beyond my faults and revived. Our time is about up, but I wanted to just remind you that there are several programs that we have coming up. In the very few weeks, we'll be doing a program on the United House of Prayer. Many of you have heard of the United House of Prayer and their shout bands. We'll be dealing and talking about that great sound that comes out of that church with those brass bands, the United House of Prayer. We'll be doing a program on that in the next week or so. Also, we're going to go back into the history of our gospel music. We're going to talk about some of the great pioneers of gospel who started back around the 1940s, and we're going to work our way up to the 1950s as well. We're also going to feature several choirs like we have done over the past couple of seasons at Gospel Gold. Many of you have heard a lot of the choirs that we have featured over the last couple of seasons. We also had a great response to the male chorus choirs that we did. We did a feature on male chorus choirs. We're going to go back and we're going to listen to some more of those great male chorus choirs that come out of the local churches in various cities across the nation. So we have a program coming up later on in the season on the classical gospel. Those great talents in the classical field who have lent their voices to classical music and gospel music. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things on this second half of the season of Gospel Gold. We want you to stay tuned and be a part of the Gospel Gold community and tell somebody about Gospel Gold so that they will know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. One of the features that we have on Gospel Gold that everybody seems to love is quartet night. Of course, we have featured many quartets. We're going to do it again as our season ends. So tonight, I'm going to close out tonight with the Pilgrim Jubilees, I'll Fly Away. Have a great week. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We'll see you next Monday night, 9 p.m., right here on Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
time.